Making funny noises has landed many kids in hot water during school or other quiet occasions. But for Fred Newman, the talented live sound effects guy for Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion Show, it's how he makes his living. Newman is in Anchorage to help Cyrano's Theater Company celebrate its 20th anniversary. When I asked about his title, he said there isn't one.
It's just a damn scam. I'm just a guy making sounds, you know, on Prairie Home Companion.
So they used to call that the Foley guy. Do they not call that
guy
anymore?
It's not really Foley. The technical Foley is specific to film. And so when you put in the sound of footsteps, those are not on the film. You put them in later. That's Foley. So it's not technically Foley in the business, but it's sound effects. And it sits somewhere in between music and acting.
Did you get in trouble a lot as a kid or in school?
Oddly, no. Because I wasn't the only kid that did this, and the teachers were hip to it. It's not unique. I was not unique in that area. This is in rural Georgia, and that area was particularly rich in sound. In that area is where Joel Chandler Harris wrote Uncle Remus stories, and he recorded those Black American accents telling those African stories. He told those so well. That's what was really around. Even in the writing of those stories, they fap upside the head. That's the way I heard stories, so I just picked them up.
And how is it that you came to decide, I'm going to make a career out of making funny noises?
I think it's like you're going along a road and you stumble over into a ditch and like, this is fun over here. There is no career in this. I mean, there's only one show that I know that has live sound effects. Everywhere else pushes a button if they're doing it. And my particular skill that's based on my dyslexia is that I don't do sequences very well, but I'm very moment to moment. And Garrison is very much like a jazz wordsmith. So when he makes up stuff, I can just roll with it. And I'm not using a lot of props like old radio guys. It's not as good. There was a time we had a washing machine. And we had this sound effect. And he said, no, just use your mouth. It's funnier. Or a hinge on a door. You know, that it's better when it's funnier when you do with your mouth. It's not as real, but that's not the point of the show. So it really works. My unique skills, and odd that they though they may be, they kind of fit in there.
Even though it's a mouth skill, would you have trouble if someone tied your hands?
Yeah, undoubtedly. I think there was a little bit of resentment in the early days of the show when I came on radio and I'm flapping my wings and I'm gyrating around. And if I jump off a cliff, I'm actually flaying my hands over. Right now when I'm doing this, my hands are over my head and I'm imagining air as I'm... Then I feel it. That's the actor in me. I've got to put myself into it, and I become my own little virtual reality and let the sound come out that way.
How is it that you got connected to Cyrano's?
You know, we came here in this past summer, and what's the word? The word is not engulfed. It's accepted, just this warm, like hitting a catcher's mitt. Boom, with this audience. It was just a fantastic audience. And Sandy Harper... came backstage. I met her, and we talked about theater and talked about voices, and you could tell this lady runs very deep. And she told me about Cyrano's, and I think I said this, and I said, if I can ever be of help, this sounds like something that's really been, you know, 20 years to have theater, like local theater, to doing this. I said, give me some of that. And I love the fact that everybody I met up here had this lovely weirdness. That these were different kinds of people up here in Alaska. The love stories.
A lovely weirdness. I'll have to remember that characterization.
It's true. I mean, and I was walking on a path yesterday with cross-country skiing. People said hi. People stopped. We talked. That doesn't happen on the East Coast. That happens out here in Anchorage. You know, that's really cool.
Fred Newman is the guy behind all those great sounds you hear on Prairie Home Companion. He'll be at the Anchorage Museum tonight to help Cyrano's Theater Company celebrate their 20th anniversary. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.